Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we have today. Sharon said, can you share tips on wearing white in summer? One of the big issues of white clothing is it's often quite see-through. And this is, I think, because a lot of manufacturers manufacture cheap and they manufacture thin, and then therefore you almost need to wear something underneath the white to make you feel less seen, to hide your body or to put anything under it. So it can be that you need to wear a slip or a cami or something underneath your white clothes. Very often too, it's like I always look for things like white pants with no pockets, because the pockets always show through. It's very hard to get white pants where the fabric is thick enough. Even with white jeans, I tend to find that often that you see the pockets. It's got to be a thick fabric, which may not always be summer friendly if you're trying to wear the white linen or something that's lightweight. The thing with linen in particular, it tends to be quite gappy. It's usually not a really densely woven fabric. It's usually a bit more, you know, kind of there's air between the weave, and this is why partly it's cool, but makes it see-through. So you could look at the density, so that's the thread count of the linen if you're wearing linen. Look at cutting out pockets of clothes, so you'll often find that the pockets and things show up. Looking for a slightly thicker fabric, this is another thing that I tend to find, is don't just settle for the first one you find. There are different weights of cottons and different weights of even with it, t-shirts or denim. And you'll find that some will definitely be a bit more flattering than others. That is, you know, this is the problem with the thin white clothes, is that they tend to show through. And without wearing something underneath, and this is the thing is you might be happy wearing a cami underneath or a slip, but you might not. And that's something you can choose. And you might just go, maybe white's not for me. Also too, think about what kind of white. The really bright clinical whites are quite cool versus the more off-whites are warmer. So depending on your colouring, you might choose the more clinical whites or the more off-whites. It can be a bit hard to mix whites when they've got a different undertone. So a bright white with a yellowed white really don't go terribly well together. So it's better to stick with the right undertone for you as well when you are choosing your whites. Sadly, I don't have any great, you know, miracle answer for you. I just wish manufacturers would make the white clothes a bit thicker so that they weren't so see-through. But I have no control over that. But it is something is to be aware of that, yeah, there are too many very thin white, you know, cotton t-shirts and jeans and things like that, which will show everything through. So if you don't like that, don't buy them. That would be my answer there. Okay, next question comes from Marjorie, who says, how to start transitioning my wardrobe when I'm planning to retire in the next year or so. So this can be one of those things that's quite tricky when our complete lifestyle changes. So we go from workforce to retired, from, you know, working to new mother, or new mother and then back to the workforce. All these things often require a wardrobe transition, and this can be quite expensive when you think about how your old work clothes just don't work for your new relaxed lifestyle, particularly if you're in a more corporate environment. So what can you do? So you can start thinking about, are there ways of wearing some of your old work clothes in your new environment? Such as you can wear a blazer with a pair of jeans, so you don't have to wear it with the suit that it might have come from in the past. So you can think about taking some of those items and still wearing them in your new retired lifestyle. If you're smart going out, there's plenty of people who wear a blazer with a pair of jeans. It can also be thinking about, as you are replacing items in your wardrobe over the next year, is not replacing the expensive suits and things like that, and trying to look at replacing things that are much more kind of very level two of refinement, which can be dressed up or down. So looking at knit fabrics, looking at things that are a little bit more relaxed to go into your wardrobe, it can take a long time. And it's worthwhile once you have retired to go through your wardrobe and go, can I ever imagine myself wearing any of these clothes again? Because often what we do is we hold on to that old work, that work wardrobe, and we just never wear it. But then we've got this wardrobe stuffed full of clothes and we go, but I've got nothing to wear. So it is thinking about kind of like going, letting go of all the things that you just go, really, these just don't suit my new lifestyle. So being aware of how your lifestyle is going to be impacted, not buying kind of work clothes potentially that, or things that can't be dressed down for potentially a retired lifestyle in the future. The more you know about to your style recipe, and this is where I think these kind of tools really help, that I find a good style recipe, and I've talked about this before, it goes across your entire life, you know, from super casual all the way through. And I've done a few chats recently about style recipes, so I'll link to those. But yeah, so a good style recipe should work for everything. So you should be able to start to look at anything new that you're bringing into your wardrobe and run it past that style recipe with a mind that you are going to be retiring in a year. So this is something that needs to still fit for your new lifestyle, as well as what you are currently doing. But yeah, it's not going to happen overnight. It is something to start thinking about. And it is going to be also impacted by your location, where you are, what the people around you do, what you're going to be doing when you're retired, how you're going to spend your time. Your lifestyle is really important. So even thinking about those things are really important parts of building a wardrobe, no matter what it is that you are doing. Those are always impacting on you and your wardrobe. Okay, last question for today. Trisha said, I'm going through the menopause and I'm finding that hot flushes and insomnia mean I'm lacking in energy to dress stylishly. Plus, my body shape has changed because I've put on some weight and many of my clothes don't fit anymore. I know this is a big problem for many women. So with hot flushes, one of the things to think about is particularly if you go red during the day, so when you flush, you tend to change colour to add more colour into your outfits. This makes those hot flushes less noticeable. So if it's something that you're conscious of, that can be helpful. So you become a higher colour contrast than you may have been without the hot flushes. Also think about layering. So can you, you know, if you know you're going to get hot, make sure that every outfit isn't one you go, well, I wouldn't want to take my jacket off, or I wouldn't want to, you know, take this layer off, or I have no layer that I can take off and I'm just too hot. I remember many years ago going to work, it was back in the 90s, and to work in a kind of jumper in the middle of winter, and my office just got stinkingly hot because it faced the sun and the heaters was on, because of course the heater was on for the whole building. I remember just like going, oh, I have to, and I had to go and find a free logoed t-shirt that somebody had, one of the salespeople had in their drawer to put on, because I was just like going, I cannot be in this jumper all day. I did not think about what happens if I get too hot. So think about how you can layer, that you can add layers if you need them or take them off if necessary. That is something you want to do as well. So I think that's really important to think about, is how you layer for comfort. So be aware of that comfort level, add more color contrast. And then think about creating some, what I call go-to outfits. Outfits you know you look good in that you just don't have to think about. So have like 10 of these outfits kind of, you know, photographed so you know exactly what they are. So you are tired, you haven't slept well, you don't have to think too much. You know, you can just get up and get dressed in that outfit and it looks good and you're happy with it. Now, as far as weight gain and body shape changes go, this is tricky for all of us, whether or not it's menopause related or not. And one of the things that often goes through many women's heads is, I don't want to spend any more money on clothes because I want to lose weight. And I really think what we're doing there is we're putting a value on who it's worthwhile spending money on. And it's putting a value that says, if you are a larger size, you are not worth spending money on. And I think this is so terrible for our psyches. It's so bad to think that way, that, you know, like only I'm worth spending money on when I lose weight. When I'm a certain size, that's where, you know, I want to spend money. I don't want to spend money when I'm this size. Yet you feel so bad every day because you are not looking, you know, your normal stylish self. So I think it's really important to go out and do that shopping and find some outfits that fit your current body. You don't necessarily have to replace your entire wardrobe, but at least you've got a few outfits that look good. It's going to help you get by. Now, who knows? This may be the new you, and you're going to have to replace your whole wardrobe, and that could be sad. Or are there ways you could alter the garment, add a bit of extra fabric in, do something that means that your existing wardrobe can be altered to fit your new body? That's another thing to think about. But really, I think it's really important to treat yourself kindly and to know that you have value no matter what your size is. I think that's something that so many women will say, I'm not spending money on my current body. I'm only spending money on my body when I lose weight. And that's such a negative thing to do, because it's actually telling your subconscious and your brain that you have no value at this size, and therefore you are not worth spending money on. So I'll rant over about this. But it's something I see all the time, and I hear many plus size manufacturers talking about this, that they say that women won't spend money on clothes when they're plus size because there's always this idea of losing weight and then they'll spend the money. And really, we just have to dress, we can dress any size and look amazing. I've seen women of all sizes, shapes, ages, body shapes, all those look amazing. It's just dressing the body that you have today and caring about it. It says, when you put some self-care in there, it tells your body that you care about it. And I think that's really also important for your psyche. So please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, if you do have a body shape change and you're not sure what the new kind of guidelines are, of course, I've got my body shape Bible that you can download for free. You can do the little calculator quiz, or you can come into my 7 Steps to Style program and discover your shape there, get my professional eye on you and let you know what would work for you. So have a lovely day, and thank you so much for watching. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.